Another struggle, another obstacle, another battle.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Have been anxiously waiting for it, a vaccine for their young children.
No, they fucking haven't. Because that shit is fucking child abuse. You get this shot injected into your fucking kids, that's fucking child abuse, man. I kids don't have fucking strokes, man. Good morning, jesters. Good morning, jestettes. Good morning, fellow jesterians. What a great day to be alive, baby. Good morning, Mr. Pickle. I love you. I miss you, man. Reach out. Say what's up, buddy. We should talk. We should have some coffee. Coffee. Speaking of coffee. Ha ha ha. So, a lot of shit going down. Everybody's dropping their mandates because, well, the smart people are tired of the bullshit. These fucking liberal pieces of shit want to keep you masked, want to keep you getting these jabs, these clot shots. I don't know why. Maybe because they're just not fucking very smart, man. I don't know. I don't know why somebody would want to continue with the mandates and lockdowns and masks and clot shots. I mean, this is all just... The whole fucking last 2 years have been all just one big fucking lie. And it's finally ending. We hope. But, man, I wonder how far the American convoy is down, coming down from Canada. Because this is some crazy shit. Now, I bet you there's some fuckers... I bet you the military's getting geared up to protect the fucking... Washington, D.C. But here's my question. Well, you see, that's the thing. Because kids join the military. Young kids. And they get brainwashed to follow orders. So will these young kids fire on American citizens? That's fucked up. That is severely fucked up. If anybody arrests these goddamn peaceful protesters... I mean, Jesus, I saw yesterday, they're taking these people's up in Canada, up in Ottawa. They're taking their firewood. They're taking their fuel. They're taking their LP gas. Just because they're fucking cruel people, man. Like, here's what I don't understand. Like, there's people, like the populace, that the government is there to... they're not there to protect. They're there to do what the people want, I guess, is pretty much the basic point. Because this is a democratically elected government. So the people elect their leaders. But you see, here's the fucking thing. If 95% of fucking Canada is against these goddamn mandates, why would you keep the mandates in place? Unless for some nefarious reason. I mean, otherwise it makes no goddamn sense. Because the people don't want it, but the government does. Why does the government want it? Because they're making money. Because they have a plan of, I don't know, world domination? It sounds kind of lame, but who knows? Who the fuck knows? I don't know what's on their goddamn dinner plate. Oh, well, what are you going to do, though? You know, I forgot the... get ready this morning. I was just scraping my bowl and trying to get something to smoke. And I didn't write down any information. So let's do that right now. This is episode number 261. And we are going to reach 1,000 subscribers by June. I want to mention that, remember, we're going to get to 1,000 subscribers by June. So smash that subscribe button and share, man. Fuck yeah. What is the date today? Today, oh, that's right. Today is the 11th. Today is my life day, baby. 2/11/22. 19 years ago today, at this very second, I was in a coma. This was the first day of my month-long coma. Yes, baby. Fuck yeah. This is the day, 19 years ago, where my life got totally flipped the fuck upside down. You ever known anybody with a brain injury? A traumatic brain injury? Let me tell you what. It's not fun. It's not easy. Well, it's not. I guess anybody's life isn't easy and anybody's life isn't fun. But imagine going through your life until you're fucking 21 years old. You're 21 motherfucking years old right now. So, and you own your own house. You bought a house. You're married. You have a son. Your son's 3 months old at this time. 3 months old, my son, when I get into my accident. So, like I said, I was on top of the world. I was winning, baby. I was fucking winning. But then, life happened, baby. Fucking life happened. I was on my way to work. I was driving like an idiot because I was young and stupid and invincible. I'm a mad. See, I don't remember anything about the accident. The last thing I remember is going out to eat with my family a few days before. My sister's birthday is on the 5th. So we went out and we celebrated her birthday at Legends Restaurant down in Warren. You know, my son was already born, so he was there with us. That's the last thing I remember. I don't know if that was a Saturday or whatever, but the accident happened a couple days later. And then I woke up in the hospital a month later with a whole bunch of fucked up bullshit. That was the first time I ever suffered my sciatica, because I didn't know what it was. I just remember lying there and my shit just be hurting. I'd be in pain and I had no idea why. It was sciatica. Looking back, now I know. Oh, man. But what a great fucking life, man. So when I was 21, I was in my car accident. After my car accident, we'll touch it briefly. 9 months after my accident, my wife gets pregnant. Then we'll skip to 8 months later when she's 8 months pregnant. And I come home and I find her in bed with another dude. That's when I find out that kid wasn't mine. So this bitch was fucking around on me. Less than a year after my accident. Less than a fucking year, this bitch gets knocked up by some other dude. And but her and I have a son together, of course. And this is the reason why my son doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Because my ex-wife, his mother, is ashamed of the decisions she's made. She doesn't want anybody to know that she's a fucking whore. But she tells my son that, oh, no. He was an asshole. He used to beat me all the fucking time. Da, da, da. Well, you see, I don't know what she's telling him. It's something. But I've heard through the grapevine that she's telling people that I used to beat her. And when she lived here in town, when I walked by, she acted all afraid like I did beat her. Like, so she believes her own fucking lies. I never once hit that goddamn bitch. Never, not even once. Because that's not the person I am, man. I don't hit women. That's just fucked up. And to think that my son thinks I am that person because of a lying whore. Oh well, it is what it is, man. But hey, happy life day. Today we celebrate life, baby. Fuck yeah. Ha ha ha. Oh, cause 20 years ago, or 19 years ago. They didn't expect me to make it through the day. But here I am, better than ever. Better than ever, and shit is going swell. It is awesome. So happy fucking life day. Spend today being happy. Don't let anything make you upset. Don't let anybody get you down. Because Just be thankful you're fucking alive today, man. Life is good if you're happy. So make yourself happy. You have that choice. You have that power. All you have to do is change your mind. Just change your fucking mind. Now, I know it feels comforting to be pissed, to be angry, but it's false comfort. If you are just be positive and just go through life looking at the bright side of things, your life will get positive. It fix your mind and the rest will follow. That's just how it fucking works, man. Fix your mind and the rest of your life will fall into place. Fuck yes, baby. Happy fucking life day, baby. February 11th. Deuce, deuce. February 11th. We're getting high. Well, you're getting high. My weed isn't going to be here till tomorrow. I'm hoping. I have faith. I have faith. I'm trusting. But I believe that it will be here tomorrow. From our sponsor. Our brand new sponsor. Pot V Life Dispensaries. At potvlife.us. Check them out, man. They got vapes. They have edibles. They have cannabis beer. They have moon rocks. They have extracts. They just have a whole selection of good shit, man. Go check out potvlife.us. Tell them the Jester sent you. Fuck yeah. Ha 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 ha. Because if you ain't laughing, you ain't living, baby. Join the Jester Revolution. Fuck yeah. Should we do a little bit of reading today? I don't know, because I want to talk about just being happy and just life is good, man. If you allow it to be good. Life is good if you allow it to be good. Because you are the only one with that power. Do you want to go through life being all upset? No, fuck that. No, you're happy. Be happy. Join the Jester. Learn to fucking talk, dumbass. Hey, let's not have any disrespect here, buddy. You just sit there and shut the fuck up. Join the Jester Revolution, baby. If you ain't laughing, you ain't living. Fuck yeah. Oh goodness. if you're upset, if you're angry, just change your mind. Because being angry isn't gonna solve anything. Being upset isn't gonna make your life better. Do you want your life to get better? That's on you. If you want your life to get better, make different decisions. Because we're all 100% product of every decision we've ever made. If you want your life to change, make different decisions. Change your direction. Change your momentum. See, a lot of people say, well, if I would have done that years ago, I'd be in a much better spot right now. Okay. Well, then start right the fuck now. Make little goddamn improvements. Not big. Just make little improvements. And then they will snowball, they will grow. And before you fucking know it, your life has turned the fuck around. Just make little improvements in your life, man. I'm a positivity coach. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, man. It's a good fucking day to be alive, man. It's a great fucking day to be alive. Better than being dead. Better than not being able to make any goddamn decisions. You're alive, man. Change your life if you want. Or not. It's completely up to you. Shit, I don't fucking care. Do you, bud. But I like being happy. I like being cheerful, joyful, positive. Because life is better that way, man. Life is fucking better that way. I don't know. What the hell are you... Why do you keep saying you don't know? Because you do know. Stop fucking lying to people, man. Happy motherfucking life day, baby. We living. We making it snow. We making it snow? We ain't making nothing snow because we hate fucking snow. Oh, well, what are you going to do? You're going to sit here and you're just going to be happy. Or you're going to stand there and you're going to be happy. Or you're going to be driving down the highway listening to, what is it? I Like Girls That Wear Abercrombie and Fitch. Bet Me I Have One Wish. I wish I remember how that song goes. I think it's fine when girls stop by for the summer. Oh, yeah. New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fine when girls stop by for the summer and give me hummers. Oh, well. C'est la vie, baby. C'est la vie. But let's check in. Let's check in. We ain't checking in with shit. What we gonna do is we gonna dive. We're gonna get into the UFC, baby. We're gonna see what these mother truckers are trying to sell us today. Hey, go to anchor.fm/SWTJ. Sessions with the Jester, SWTJ. And leave a message. That's anchor.fm/SWTJ. Leave a message. Tell me what you think about my views. That would be some good shit. Word.
A lot of parents have been anxiously waiting for it, a vaccine for their young children.
No, 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 no. No, they fucking haven't. Because that shit is fucking child abuse. You get this shot injected into your fucking kids, that's fucking child abuse, man. Kids don't have fucking strokes, man. You don't give this clot shot to your fucking kids. Are you a fucking monster?
About how well the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine works for children under 5. NPR has learned that the company's...
Number one, we totally forgot. Let's finish writing this down. Clot shot for kids. Fuck that. Now, let's fucking look at the goddamn facts as we know them. As we fucking know them right now. We know that this Omicold, or this COVID-19 virus that's fucking almost gone, it's fucking just about fucking gone. We know for a fucking fact that it only negatively affects the older generations and people with comorbidities. Now, kids, they're not old. They're not old at all. They don't have very many comorbidities because they're fucking kids. But then again, fucking parents are fucking not parents anymore. So you got fat kids. Kids are getting fat these days, so it doesn't fucking matter. That's another form of child abuse. But this fucking shot, man. Why are you giving this shot to your fucking kids? It's a goddamn disgrace and unnecessary. But they keep pushing it. Because for some goddamn reason, they want to kill your fucking kids. They don't give a fuck. Pfizer and Moderna and they're still paying them to say this bullshit. So get your kids this shot because, well, your overlords say so. They don't give a fuck if your kids die. They don't give a fuck if your kids are fucked up for the rest of their lives. They just want to get paid, damn it. Fuck you, pay me. Fuck you, pay me.
Additional data to support their request to authorize the vaccine for those children. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to release that data today.
The FDA is fucking corrupt. The CDC is fucking corrupt. The US government is fucking corrupt. The whole fucking system is fucking corrupt. It needs to be burnt to the fucking ground and start all over again.
Older so far, so a lot of parents of those younger kids have been, you know, kind of holding their breath, you know, waiting for word on when they might finally be able to vaccinate their children.
So you're giving these shots, the clot shots, to these fucking kids. These kids are spreading this fucking Omicold, so they keep on, so the virus fucking stays around. That's the whole fucking point. Do you not understand the fucking game book they're playing? They want to keep you scared. They want this to keep going. Because if you're scared, you are easily controlled. But people are fucking waking up. They're seeing the fucking lies. They know that illegitimate fucking Joe does not belong in his goddamn White House. He doesn't deserve this fucking position. Old ass dementia riddled Joe shits his fucking pants. I'm not gonna lie. I've shit my pants before too, but I'm not the motherfucking president.
But Pfizer and BioNTech discovered that two shots of a low-dose version of their vaccine only seem to work in kids ages 6 months to 23 months.
6 months to 20? Now you're giving the shot to fucking babies? Are you fucking ridiculous? Listen, this has gone way the fuck too far. Now, if you want to believe the corrupt CDC, if you want to believe the corrupt FDA, if you want to believe the corrupt U.S. government, that's all on you. But don't force other motherfuckers, smart motherfuckers, to take this goddamn clot shot and give it to their fucking kids. That is goddamn ridiculous. Stop fucking lying to people, man. They can't, because it's fuck you, pay me. That's how they live.
Looked like it would protect those ages 2, 3, and 4. So the company started giving kids a third shot to see if that did the trick. The results from that third shot aren't due until next month, so everyone thought we'd have to keep waiting.
They keep testing this vaccine on kids. Do you like that? Do you like the way that sounds? They're testing this vaccine on kids. Like they test on animals. Like they don't fucking care, man.
Then, last week, the FDA and the company surprised everyone. The FDA asked the companies to apply for authorization for the vaccine anyway. The idea is that parents could start vaccinating their kids so they'll be ready for that third shot when the data hopefully shows that it works. But this is a really...
Easy, do you hear that? We're going to keep giving this shot to our kids just in case, hopefully, it comes out good. Fuck you, man. Stop putting kids' life at risk, man. They have their entire fucking life ahead of them, but you don't fucking care because you want to get your fucking money. Fuck you, pay me. Jeez, it's disgusting, man.
So they might get approval for three-year-old. What's in this additional data?
Yeah, that's right. And the company started gathering data about the kids who just got two shots in the meantime anyway, including through the Omicron surge. Now, you know, that's obviously bad for all those kids who got sick, but it gave the companies and the FDA a chance to get a glimpse of whether the low-dose pediatric...
Again! Again! Kids don't get sick with this. They don't catch this shit. They don't... Well, they might catch it, but they don't show symptoms. They are asymptomatic carriers. Unless you get the shot. And then they get sick. Then they get symptoms. Man, oh man. That's... Oh, this is fucking disgusting, man.
...vaccine might be protecting kids. And according to someone familiar...
Might be. It may be. Go fuck yourself. I don't give a fuck. Because this virus doesn't affect kids.
The virus by...
As we've seen in the past 2 fucking years, we need to stop believing your fucking lies.
Based on kids who got infected at the end of the Delta surge and the beginning of the Omicron surge.
Omicold. My throat might get sore. Go fuck yourself, you stupid...
And there just may not be enough evidence yet to really know how strong that protection really is.
So how are parents...
It's not very fucking strong. Because if you got kids fucking getting sick with this bullshit... Who wouldn't have got sick with it had they not gotten this fucking shot? Fucking tells me something, you piece of shit.
You know, it's mixed. On the one hand, you know, parents and a lot of experts that I've been talking to are saying this strategy, you know, makes sense because...
No, it fucking doesn't make sense, you piece of shit. The fuck kind of experts are you talking to? Moderna fucking experts and Pfizer fucking experts. Yeah, we got to give this shot to our kids because, well, fuck you, pay me.
...of a vaccine that may or may not work. The Omicron surge is fading fast. And, you know, this could backfire by, you know...
You fucking think? Oh, my God, did you hear that? He just said this Omicron is fading quick. So this virus, like I said, is just about fucking gone. But, yeah, let's inject this fucking poison into our goddamn kids. Just for the fucking hell of it. Because, well, our kids aren't important, right? Right? The fuck out of here.
It's already been hard to convince a lot of parents to vaccinate their kids.
And what happens now?
So the FDA is convening outside experts to review all of this next Tuesday. And to get ready for that meeting, the FDA today is expected to release the details of the company's data along with the FDA's own analysis. So we should know a lot more about how strong the case is later today. If the FDA advisors are satisfied,
fuck you, pay me,
and the agency authorizes,
fuck you, pay me,
the independent committee will then vote to recommend it or not for the CDC. In the meantime, federal health officials say they're already gearing up to start shipping out millions of doses of the vaccine as soon as the FDA and CDC sign off on it. And that could come, you know, by the end of the month.
NPR's Rob Stein, thank you.
You bet, Lila.
If you like the show and want to support us directly, check us out on Venmo at @_Jester. Peace.
Of a full-scale Russian invasion.
Oh, yeah, can't forget about Russia. They won't let you do
Russian
that.
Troops and armaments are continuing to amass at Ukraine's borders.
So let's go.
And President Biden
one,
is telling Americans
two,
in Ukraine
three,
to get out. Here's a clip of
four,
an interview
with
on NBC.
Five, six,
should leave.
Seven, eight.
We're dealing with one of the largest armies in the world.
This is
a very different situation, and things could go crazy quickly.
Biden, shut the fuck up, illegitimate Joe. Like I said, Putin is just fucking with people. He's having fun.
When Americans and
you're all fucking, oh no, oh no, you're just beating the goddamn war drums because you're a fucking asshole idiot who doesn't fucking care about other people, only about your goddamn legacy.
So how are Americans,
fuck Joe Biden, man. He's a goddamn murderer, man. He's illegitimate and doesn't. He's
invasions of Crimea and the Donbass and eastern Ukraine. Today, this morning, I was talking to a guy named John Schmoren. He's originally from Maryland, works in the agricultural industry here, has a charitable foundation. And he said most people are taking it in stride. This is what he had to say.
Many of us have our roots here in Ukraine for many years. And there's a number of expats that are here. And we've created a life here for ourselves. So I appreciate the warning from the State Department, but we're here. We're here to stay.
Exactly. You see? They're not worried about it. Joe Biden is the only one that's worried about it. The Ukrainian government has paid Joe Biden how much fucking money? He's the only one that's worried about it. He's the one that's raising up such a fucking stink. Putin's just fucking with you because he knows that he can get under your skin by doing this, by just causing a it's a fucking game. What else can I say about it? Man, illegitimate Joe Biden is just a fuckstick who doesn't deserve to be in the position he's in, and we're all paying for it. We are all fucking paying for it.
Not yet followed suit in terms of telling their expatriates here to leave. And there has been some gallows humor. There was a Scottish man I saw on Facebook saying he was trying to get from Belarus, where there's been a huge, Russian troop buildup down here to Kyiv. And he said he was looking at a map route and couldn't find a tank option. So for now, people seem to be remaining pretty calm.
And what about Ukrainians? What are you hearing from them this morning?
Much the same, I'd say, as you hear from longtime Americans. I was talking to a woman that I met last night at a panel discussion. Her name is Olga Tokuryuk. She's a journalist. She's 36, and here's what she told me.
As a Ukrainian, it will not impact like my plans. I plan to, keep calm and carry on, stay in Kyiv. I do not plan to leave at this time. I do not believe in a full-scale invasion, in an overt invasion, because I think Russia really can't afford it.
And what she said and others here say is that if there were a massive invasion, it would be very costly to the Russians, particularly in terms of loss of troops and the political damage overseas. Many people...
So do you see what's going on here? The Ukrainian fucking people, they know shit's not going to happen. They know shit's not going to pop off, and that it is just Putin fucking with Joe Biden because he can. It's what I would fucking do if I was Vladimir Putin right now. I'd fuck with the dude because why not? It's fun. This is fucking ridiculous, man.
Are here training with weapons or facsimile of weapons in recent weeks, and they say they're ready to fight if it actually comes to a siege.
Okay, so why such a different tone from Ukrainians you're speaking to, Americans you're speaking to in Ukraine, than what we're hearing from the White House?
Because the White House is all about fucking... They want you to be afraid of something. Russia is the goddamn enemy. We're always at war with Russia. We are always at war with China. No, we're at peace with Russia. We're at war with China. No, we're at peace with China. We're in war with Russia. It doesn't fucking matter because none of it's fucking true. It's all a big fucking planet-sized game that fucking illegitimate Joe and his backers are playing. And they want to kill your fucking kids by giving them this shot, which doesn't make any goddamn sense to me. Doesn't make any... They know what the fuck's going on. But they don't care. Fuck you, pay me.
Fascinating question, Layla. And this, I was at this panel discussion last night, and there was a big debate about this. The concern of many people here in Ukraine is that the language out of the White House and from London could actually help Putin's strategy to put maximum psychological pressure on the Ukrainian people and destabilize the country. That said, the American military is saying we've never seen troop buildups like this, and the troops are continuing to come. And the conversations that I've had with American officials are serious and sober. And
tell them to stop beating
it's
off.
It's possible that the U.S. and the U.K. have intelligence that is not available to the public.
Such a pig.
Maybe not, but that's how things stand right now.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in Kyiv. Thank you so much.
Good to talk.
Hey there, fellow Jesterians. Let me tell you about a sponsor of ours that is now part of the Jester family. Shine On Botanicals is one of the purest CBD distillate on the market. We have tinctures, roll-ons, vapes, gummies. We also have pet tinctures. Email thepromotingjester @gmail.com. Put Shine on the subject line and list what you would like to purchase. By the end of the week, you will receive an invoice. Easy peasy. Now let's get back to the UFC.
Big rig trucks and other vehicles shut down at least 3 border crossings between Canada and the U.S. in protest of pandemic health measures.
At least now,
like-minded demonstrators arrived in a convoy.
At least now they're admitting that it's because of the pandemic. It's not road conditions. Even though Jen Psaki the other day said, this is not about COVID shots. This is not about this. This has nothing to do. Look away. Look away. This has nothing to do. Go fuck yourself, you stupid. Listen. Yeah, let's keep on listening to this.
At Ottawa's Parliament Hill 2 weeks ago. They have been there ever since. Scott Bazinet drove 2,000 miles from his home in Edmonton to join the protest.
In my 52 years of being on this planet, I don't think I've ever been as proud to be a Canadian as I am down here with these people.
Similar anti-government demonstrations are now being organized in other countries.
Good!
Emma Jacobs is covering this.
The veil is starting to fall, baby. It's such good fucking news.
Border crossing between Alberta and Montana that's been obstructed for the past 2 weeks. There are now 2 more border blockades. One is in Manitoba and one is on the Canadian side of the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Detroit to Windsor, Ontario. This is the busiest border crossing in North America. It carries more than 1/4 of U.S.-Canada trade and is a key corridor for the auto industry. So plants on both sides of the border have had stoppages because they can't get parts. So even though the number of people involved in these demonstrations is relatively small, they're able to have an outsized impact that is now growing beyond Canada. So a convoy left from Nice in the south of France this week.
Awesome.
Others could take place in Europe and in the U.S.
Awesome.
Discussions are
awesome. Fucking awesome. Because these
disrupt the Super Bowl.
The rise of the peasants. Fuck yeah, baby. We're getting up. We are saying fuck you. We don't want to fucking listen to your bullshit anymore. But I am so fucking proud of our goddamn truckers.
Numbers, but
so fucking proud.
Seems like some Canadian activists who really come from the far right in some cases, and some have some pretty extreme anti-government views. They've managed to tap into frustration of those who aren't.
Fuck Joe Biden.
Some people really entrenched in.
Fuck Joe Biden.
And maybe a little of the general.
Fuck Joe Biden.
Generally, measures have been much stricter than in the U.S. throughout the pandemic, but there's also clearly support coming from abroad. The convoy has raised a lot of money, more than it likely could from Canadians alone. And in the U.S., there's been a lot of coverage on right-wing media.
How could you fucking say that?
High-profile
stupid
Republicans
twerp.
Like former President
Twip.
Donald Trump.
Twit.
And this has probably helped drive donations and attention. Now, 2 of the convoy's biggest fundraising campaigns have been halted.
No, they haven't.
GoFundMe found the convoy was violating its terms of service and
The GoFundMe, yes. That was, fuck GoFundMe, because they're fucking, they're pro-government. But this, the other one that they got, they was ordered to stop, but again, but there's no, they can do whatever the fuck they want because they're their own goddamn company. The government can't fucking tell any goddamn privately owned company what the fuck to do. That's the fucking problem with this fucking world. When you own your own shit, but you think that these people can tell you what the fuck to do, well, fuck you, goddammit. I'm gonna do what the fuck I wanna do. You can't fucking tell me what the fuck to do. Who the fuck are you?
Funded all donations. The convoy then moved to another Christian fundraising site and raised millions more dollars. But yesterday, Ontario, a court froze those funds.
No, that's a lie. Because I've been fucking watching this. They were ordered to freeze the funds, but I forget the name of the I wish that sucks because I want to give them props. But they said, no, you can't fucking tell me what to do. Go fuck yourself. Who the fuck are you? Jeez, that's exactly the kind of fucking attitude we fucking need in this goddamn world. Don't tell me what the fuck to do. Who the fuck are you? You ain't living my life, you piece of shit.
One person said to me, these crowdfunding campaigns have almost become more about the crowds than the funding. They're symbols of support.
So how does this end?
Unclear.
I know, no, it's not. No, it fucking isn't unclear. End the fucking mandates. That's how it fucking ends. Go back to living free and stop being told what the fuck to do. That's how it ends. Stop these fucking prissy little bitches up on the hill thinking that they know better than everybody fucking else. Because they're all fucking idiots. They're all selfish, narcissist psychopaths, man. They don't fucking care about you. Fuck you, pay me, is their goddamn attitude.
Leadership at the Ambassador Bridge, there's probably greater urgency because it is such a key link, and there's pressure on both the governments of Ontario and the federal government to step in.
That's reporter Emma Jacobs in Montreal. Thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you.
I'm just a pothead, dude. 71 degrees and cloudy is an amazing little head shop right in the heart of Lakewood, New York. Or you can find them at 710andcloudy.com, where you can use code word SWED10, save 10% on your order. They have all your smoking deals on your smoking accessories. Check out 710andcloudy.com or 50 Chautauqua Avenue in Lakewood, New York. Now let's get back to the show.
That was the UFC for Friday, February 11th. Happy fucking life day, baby. Woohoo! If you ain't laughing, you ain't living, baby. Enjoy your life, because you only get one that we know of. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Listen, my dudes, my peoples, my Justarians. These mother truckers are still lying to you, baby. They're still trying to get this shit going to their way. But it's not gonna fucking happen because their way is the fucking wrong way. If you have to get to where you want to go using lies and deceit, you're a fucking piece of shit. And you ain't going anyplace good. What are you gonna do? Now the first story was a fucking monster story. It was a story about monsters who inject clot shots, this poison, this untested gene therapy into kids for a virus that doesn't affect kids. But they want your fucking kids to die. I don't fucking know why. I'll just sit here and sigh. Maybe eat a fry. Jesus Christ. Listen, your kids don't need to get this shot. It's because number one, COVID, the original COVID is fucking gone. The Delta variant is fucking gone. The Omicron variant is just about fucking gone. So why the fuck are you still demanding that kids get this shot? It makes zero goddamn sense to a thinking man. I guess it makes perfect sense to idiots. Because look at these motherfuckers. They're... It's all about fucking money. The more shots given, the more fucking money. Your taxpayer money. Your tax money. Your fucking money. The money that should be in your fucking pocket is being spent on giving kids poison. How does that make you feel? How the fuck does that make you feel? You want to just keep on letting this fucking government run roughshod over everybody, over everything, not giving a fuck about what's going to fucking happen? Fuck this illegitimate government. Fuck the illegitimate CDC. Fuck the illegitimate FDA. The whole fucking system is fucking corrupt. And it needs to fucking end. It will. It will. But I guess we just gotta fucking wait. We just gotta fucking wait for this goddamn disaster cycle to finish up. Because it will. It fucking will. I mean, there's some shit coming, baby. I hope you're prepared. But hey, what are you gonna do, man? Just keep on keeping on, man. Keep on doing you, baby. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. The second story was, again, about Russia and Ukraine. Like fucking 12 days in a row, they've been talking about fucking Russia and Ukraine. Probably even longer. And the Ukrainian people understand that nothing's going to happen, because it would not be beneficial for Putin to invade Ukraine. It wouldn't be. Fucking Biden knows that. Well, I don't know if he knows that, but his handlers know that. Biden's just, oh, well, you know, Russia and trucks, and I love trains and dogs on trains, and I like to shit my pants on trains. Excuse me. Fuck Joe Biden. Putin is just fucking with people. And of course, Biden has never let a good crisis go to waste, so he's shaking his sabers. He wants to go send your kids over there to fucking die, because shit, they don't give a fuck about your kids. Fuck you, pay me. Remember? That's how they live their life. Fuck you, pay me. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you, pay me. And the last story, the final story, was about the Freedom Convoys, baby. Oh, what a breath of fresh air, man. I fucking applaud these motherfuckers. I wonder if my brother is taking part in that. Probably not, because I think he's a liberal. But who knows? Because I really don't care. I mean, I don't really talk to my brothers or really my sisters. It doesn't matter. But but at least now they're not saying it's about road conditions, and they are saying that it is about the COVID mandates. But Psaki said that Big Mama, she said it's definitely not. It's definitely not about the vaccines. It's definitely not. Fuck you, you whore. You don't even fucking... Well, you know. Obviously, you do know. You can't be honest because, well, fuck you, pay me. You need to get your money. And if you get your money by lying to the American people, number one, that's a bullshit fucking job. But hey, if you want to do it, you can be a piece of shit. You can sell your... I hate saying that, sell your soul to the devil. Because, well, obviously. But you're just making a wrong goddamn decision. You are on the wrong side of fucking history, man. I don't fucking understand how you would accept any goddamn money to do that job. Oh, that's horseshit, man. Fucking horseshit. Fuck yes, man. Freedom Convoy, fucking love it. All around the world, people are starting to open their fucking eyes, and they're starting to be done with this bullshit. They know that now that it's all been bullshit. Propagated and propped up by illegitimate Joe fucking Biden and his goddamn illegitimate motherfucking administration. That's what I was looking for. Illegitimate administration pushing a false narrative. Go figure. Who'd have thunk that ever happened? Jesus. Jesus Christ, though. But anyway, you know what? Just be happy. Live, laugh, and love, baby. Live, laugh, and love. Fuck yes.
Do you have a Roku? If you do, you should add channel 716. That's CHANNEL space 716. It's full of classic films and local news now with loads and loads of original content on the way. Downloading channel 716 to your Roku is going to be one of the best decisions you've made today. Let's get back to the show.
So now, let's dive... No, what, dive in? Boy, you're really fucked up today. We're not going to dive in. We are going to check in. Because I don't think Mr. Ben would appreciate it if we dive into Mr. Ben. That'd be kind of gross. But let's check in with Mr. Ben. Let's see what space weather's going to be for February 11th. Deuce deuce. Morning, Mr. Ben.
Good morning, folks. We've got a lot of incredible stories today. We've got a space weather watch. Please recall there will be no show Sunday morning, taking February 13th off. And we're starting here with our star at spaceweathernews.com. We find the last day on the sun relatively quiet despite snaps and shifts. Corona hole on the south is connecting to Earth magnetically for an earthquake watch tonight. And while it's all calm up there, things are reverberating at Earth. The KP index is coming back down this morning after the CME impact caused minor geomagnetic storms yesterday, and we may see a reverberation today as the solar wind pressure is on the rise again this morning. Got another minor storm watch. Let's go out to the closest star system, the Centauri system. It contains three stars, the closest one, Proxima Centauri, and then twins in a dance, Alpha A and B. Scientists had previously detected rings and planetary features around Proxima, the closest star, and today they think they've spotted number three. This would be a sub-Earth, which is a tremendously difficult thing to spot outside the solar system, and it tells us stars have tons of planets we still can't see, despite the progress in exoplanet discovery over the last 10 years. A galactic graveyard up next. The discovery of so much variation in clusters is a major challenge to every galactic formation and evolution model, not to mention how they fit into the larger models of the universe. No existing mainstream theory can explain these findings. And last but not least, the highest ever X-ray light from Jupiter, an incredible discovery that swerves off the road in explanation. They think it's always been there, and previous missions just couldn't see it. The problem is, they try to explain why the Ulysses mission missed it, and I give their explanation a C-. Then, without doing the same for the better Chandra and XMM Newton missions, they just claim only the newest, new star can see this light. Poppycock. Hogwash, Balderdash, Codswallop, Res Ipsa Loquitur. Chandra and XMM Newton would have spotted this, no doubt. And what it means is that Jupiter is leveling up energy interaction with near-space environment. The solar wind, the cosmic rays, and the galactic current sheet reversing this system and bringing about the new age of Earth. If any part of that was confusing, learn about this galactic-driven solar system shift, its cycle, the changes on the other planets, and everything else about the ongoing cycle reset. And for website members at suspiciousobservers.org, yesterday's deeper look shows the Earth tilt, the new equator, and describes the tsunami directions during the tilt and the sloshbacks afterwards. We greatly appreciate your support. We've got wind maps and shots of our star to close. Subscribe, and we'll do this all again tomorrow. Right here, but right now at 6 a.m. in the new Valley of the Sun. Eyes open. No fear. Be safe, everyone.
Absolutely. No fear. Be safe. Make your decisions well, because fear isn't real. Remember to subscribe to Suspicious Observers on YouTube. Get full impact of those videos and stay up to date as to what's popping off cosmologically. Quote of the day. Oh, yeah. The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart and being thoughtful and being generous. Everything else is crap. I promise you, it's just crap that people try to sell you to make you feel like less. So don't buy it. Be smart, be thoughtful, be generous. Ashton Kutcher. Goddamn right. Well said, sir. Well fucking said. So let's ramp up, let's get the words out there, and let's spread the gesture revolution, baby! If you ain't laughing, you ain't living. Yeah. So be a better version of yourself. Smoke the weed every day and just make shit happen, man.